You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. I'm Alex Mearns, and this is Transfer Time Tunnel. Money, money, money. Must be funny. In the football world, money, money, money. Always sunny in the Transfer Time Tunnel. Ah, all the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. The new feature is based on the Premier League riches. Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. So I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost these days if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So welcome, football friends, to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I'll calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. If Morata costs 55 million, how much would a peak Fernando Torres cost? Or if Kyle Walker costs 50 million, what would Carlos Puyol cost in his prime? Well, I'm going to work it out. Oh yeah, I'm going to do it. So tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Spain's 2008 Euro-winning squad featuring the likes of David Villa, David Silva, Iniesta and Xavi. What we do is we start from the goal and we work forward, going through the transfer prices of each player now. Then we'll work out the total for the team. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who were being transferred in modern football. And I'll make a chart of the team's totals and see who is the most expensive team from history in today's current market. Currently, no one's really reaching Barca's 2009 1-11, which is topping the Transfer Time Tunnel table with a huge 913 million. That means their goalkeeper to their striker, their 1-11 in 2009 cost 913 million in my Transfer Time Tunnel. So, what will the 2008 La Roca cost? La Roca, obviously, the Reds. Spain. Let's find out. In goal, Iker Casillas. Iker Casillas is the best goalkeeper in Real Madrid history and in the history of Spanish football. The undisputed first choice for Spain, Casillas is the Spanish captain and one of the squad's truly world-class players, or at least he was at the time. A brilliant shot stopper and seemingly impossible to beat in one-on-one situations. He occasionally obviously has problems with high balls because he's a little bit shorter, but he's brilliant at dealing with long shots. He was included in the FIFA World 11 on five occasions. He won one World Cup and two Euros with Spain. He was 27 in 2008 and you'd probably say he was the best goalkeeper in the world. So I'm going to go with 53 million for Iker Casillas. We're going to start in the defence. Right back, Sergio Ramos, a scorer of supreme last-minute headers. Sergio Ramos may be the defender by trade, but he's also renowned for a dramatic intervention at the other end for Real Madrid and, of course, Spain. He is one of the game's most decorated players too, as winner of three La Ligas, two UEFA Champions Leagues, Euros in 2008 and 2012, and the 2010 FIFA World Cup. He is Real Madrid's captain fantastic now. He was 22 in 2008, so he was reaching his best and was a very highly rated defender. That's why I'm going to slap down a £74 million price tag on Ramos's head. He'd probably head it back. First centre-back, Carlos Marchena. Marchena broke into the national side after winning himself a place in the centre of Valencia's defence and won the league title with Rafa Benitez for Valencia in 2002. A favourite of Luis Aragonés, who sadly died now, but Luis Aragonés was the manager of Spain. He's a determined defender and a good ball player, but does obviously have a tendency to give away costly fouls in and around the area, or at least he used to. He used to play in the holding midfielder role, 69 caps for Spain in his career. However, he was 31, so getting on in defender years, I'm going to go with 25 million. Second centre-back, Carlos Puyol, shaggy-haired defender, who has become a highly influential figure for both Barca and Spain. Terrier-like in the tackle and a threat when he goes forward, but has a tendency, like most hardcore defenders, to dive in at challenges and gives himself a little bit too much of margin for error. more often used at centre-half, but slotted in at right-back when he was asked to. Another defender over the age of 30. He was 31 in 2008, but was a better and more valuable player for Spain than Marchena. I'm going to go with 37 million. At left-back, Juan Capdevila. Capdevila was a member of the Spanish national team for both their Euro 2008 and, of course, their World Cup win. He was the only starter in the final for Spain who wasn't property of Barcelona or Real Madrid. He played 60 times for Spain, scoring 4 goals. Once again, though, this defence, they seem to like to be 31, and he was 31. He wasn't a standout player at the tournament, so I'm going to go with £22 million. In total, the defence and goalkeeper costs £211 million, which is rather cheap for a very, very, very solid Euro 2008 winning defence. We're going to take a little bit of a quick break and we're going to come back, do the midfield and attack. Just stay right there.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Oh, hello. Fancy seeing you here. How are you doing? Alex, what do you mean fancy seeing me here? I've been listening. Okay, all right. Well, welcome back to Transfer Time Tunnel. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel is the 2008 Spanish national team, which obviously won the Euros. We've done the defence and goalkeeper. We now enter midfield. Oh, I look across the midfield plane. What do I see? But Marcos Senna, a dynamic Brazilian-born central midfielder who broke into the Spain squad before the last World Cup. The 2006 one. He's known for his passing range and long shooting and is also a penalty specialist, scoring over 40 goals in his club career, which is not bad for a CDM. He was 32 though in 2008. So I'm going to go with a measly 25 million. Next to him, a little guy named simply Xavi. Not because he wears knockoff Burberry gear, you get the joke, eh, Xavi? And hangs outside McDonald's, eh, Xavi? But because, well, that's his name, his name's called Xavi. He was the pace setter, the man who used to pass, and then pass 200 times more in a match. Pep Guardiola said of Xavi, he is a player who has the Barca DNA, someone who has the taste for good football like a fine wine, someone who is humble and someone who has loyalty to his club. From the first moment I saw him play, I knew he would become the brain behind Barcelona and Spain for many years to come. He was, though, 28 in 2008. Good age for a midfielder. I'm going to slap down £75 million on Xavi. The final central midfielder, Cesc Fabregas. In the 2008 Euros, Fabregas was handed the squad number 10 rather than 18, which he had previously held. Despite featuring mostly as a sub, the midfielder made a considerable impact in Spain's campaign. He scored his first international goal in that competition in Spain's 4-1 win over Russia and also had an assist in that game. Spain won all three of their group games and met Italy in the quarterfinals. In that match, Fabregas scored the winning penalty in the penalty shootout after the teams remained deadlocked at 0-0 after extra time. In the semis, Spain defeated Russia 3-0 with Fabregas providing 2 assists. The midfielder made the starting 11 in the final against Germany. So he came a long way in that tournament. He was selected in the UEFA technical team of the tournament, He has 110 caps and he's only 30 years old. He was 21 in 2008, so I'm going to go with a mammoth 93 million. Right mid was Andres Iniesta, the man who broke Chelsea and Dutch hearts with late goals. He nips past defenders better than a lightly fingered shoplifter. I watch him dribble the ball and it's actually stuck to his foot. He controls the football beautifully. Since 09, he has been chosen in the UEFA Team of the Year on 6 occasions and has been voted into the FIFA World 11 on 9 occasions. He was only 24 in 2008 and would soon become the best midfielder in the world. So just imagine how much it would cost a Man City or a Chelsea to prize him from Barcelona. I think it would cost £125 million and it'd be well worth it. Left mid, David Silva. 116 cap for Spain. 1 World Cup, 2 Euros, 2 leagues in the Premier League. 1 FA Cup. His passing ability and possession is just unique. It is unique. Man City players call him Merlin because no one can get the ball off him. He retains possession quite marvellously. He is amazing and I love him. And I'm going to price him, a 22-year-old David Silva, I think would cost a club £124 million. Up top and the man of the match in the final because he scored the winning goal, Fernando Torres. Pace is one of Torres' outstanding attributes, but by no means the only aspect of his game. As a player, he is also defined by his selfishness, guts, and ambition. A great striker. Right-sided, but with an excellent control with either foot when dribbling or shooting. Good in the air, deadly in front of goal, thanks to his exceptional level of preparation. Fernando Torres is a player who, in the words of former Spanish national coach Luis Aragonés, never scores two goals which are the same. We have before us one of the top players in the world of football. 39 goals for Spain, his national side, and probably the best number 9 on the planet in 2008. Imagine what he would cost now at his top quality best. I think it would cost £175 million. It also brings Spain's national team from 2008 to a total of £828 million on tonight's transfer time tunnel, just below Barca's £913 million table-topping side. That was transfer time tunnel. I've been Alex Mearns.